The new two-part documentary, Trump's Front Row Joes, is the first inside look at Trump's diehard fans.
The Front Row Joes are incredible people.
Camping out for days to be in the front row at every Trump rally to support their hero.
The kind of basis for all the rallies, there's like dead fans.
Trump's Front Row Joes, from executive producer Sean Spicer.
You had to love Mr. Donald Trump.
Trump's Front Row Joes. Watch it now. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh yeah.
All right, well, hello everybody, happy Monday to you. What a crazy week already, and we got a lot of moving parts today. A lot of great guests coming by as well. And I do want to say this, that the Democrats are at war with each other, and I love this. And I now agree with President Trump. I truly believe that Joe Biden is and should be treated as the presumptive nominee for the Democrat Party. The people of the Democrat Party have spoken, and I know that the leadership there, they realize that Biden is, he has no brain left. His mind has turned to mush. And Democrat leaders understand what's about to happen. But the reality is, and keep in mind here, ladies and gentlemen, we talk about reality here on this program a lot. The reality is that the people of the Democrat Party have spoken, and they want Joe Biden. And it's fascinating to watch the mainstream media turn. And man, the gals over on The View, the Squawking Magpies, they have lost it. They're blasting the media. You know what's interesting, though? The media, if you look at how they've been treating Biden over the past week and a half or so now, the media has been doing that to Donald Trump every single day since he came down the golden escalator on Fifth Avenue at Trump Tower in New York City. They've been treating Joe Biden or Donald Trump that way every single day. So I'm sort of finding it rather delicious to sit back and to watch the Democrats consume one another. It's kind of like the Hunger Games, and you gotta love it. Now, I know that some of you out there are saying, but Todd, this is the leader of the free world. Yes, but elections have consequences, ladies and gentlemen, and I just hope, I pray that, heaven forbid, the 3 a.m. wake-up call comes. I just hope that Joe Biden knows the difference between the life alert bracelet and the nuclear war button. That's the only concern I would have. But otherwise, I say, all right, well, if Joe wants to stay in the race, then Joe needs to stay in the race. So we've got a lot of audio to play. We're going to get through all of it. Biden is defiant. He was on Morning Schmo earlier today, and we'll play some of that audio as well. He does not sound good. But let me say this. There's some reporting out of the Washington Examiner that one of the top experts for Parkinson's disease at Walter Reed Medical Center has visited the White House, and specifically President Biden's doctor, his physician, at least 10 times since 2022. We don't know the substance of those conversations. All we know is that the visit happened. So the question is, what has the White House actually been covering up here, right? So this has been going on for a very long time now. So understand this. If President Biden has Parkinson's disease, and I'm not saying he does, I don't know, I'm not his doctor, they're not releasing that information. But if he does, if he's suffering from dementia, if he's suffering from senility or Alzheimer's, let me say this. And this is no joking here. This is the reality. There are not going to be good days. The baseline for Biden's performance will drop every single day. So Biden is only going to get worse, and the bad days are going to get even worse. Or in the vernacular of President Biden, the gooder days are going to get badder. So I hate to burst the bubble here for the squawking magpies on The View, but the reality is Biden's not going to get better. And it's part of you, and I think conservatives, because most conservatives by and large are people of faith, I think even though we like to joke and we like to poke and prod, there's still a compassionate side to us because of our faith. And folks, I'm telling you, there are some moments where you just, your heart really wants to break for Joe Biden, and then you realize how evil this man really is. And he is really bad. And as bad as he is, the wife is even worse. And the kids, the whole, it's nuts. The whole family is slap crazy nuts. They are a criminal enterprise. So anyway, Joe Biden up on the View today, rather up on Morning Joe today. I want you to hear the Whoopi Goldberg. Whoopi Goldberg speaks for, I think, the common Democrat here. And here's what she had to say about Joe.
I don't care if he's pooped his pants. I don't care if he can't put a sentence together. Show me he can't do the job, and then I'll say, okay, maybe it's time to go. Now, he had a bad night the first time that he went out and debated with Kamala Harris. And everybody wanted him to quit then, say, you can't talk to women like this, or you're doing this wrong, you're doing that wrong. He came back, said, you know what, I got it, and gave 4 years. So, yeah. I have poopy days all the time. I step in so much poo you can't even imagine. Now, I'm not running the world, but I don't know anybody who doesn't step in stuff at some point. So I'm just simply saying, yeah, there are two debates. And if he can't do what he needs to do for the second debate, I'll join any crew that says get rid of him. But loyalty to me, if you are doing the job, I might not like everything you're doing. I don't like it all. But I'm going to stand behind you like those guys stand behind the guy who should have been the person people were talking about saying, yeah, Biden had a bad day, but this guy couldn't tell the truth if it split his lip.
All right. So that's Whoopi. And she says, look, I don't really care if the president of the United States poops his pants. It's okay. By the other part of that is how I hope Whoopi has her own private dressing room. I just hate my heart goes out to Joy Behar and the others if they have to share a bathroom with Whoopi. I mean, it sounds like she's got some big problems there down under. Goodness. But anyway, I mean, that's the mentality of these Democrats is we don't care if the guy poops his pants. He's the guy in the White House and we're going to back the guy. So here's my question to you. Does he, because there are two trains of thought here, and the Republicans, you've got Chip Roy in the House, and Chip Roy says, this guy is not even well enough to run for president. Why is he still president? And so he wants the cabinet to invoke the 25th. He believes that Biden needs to go right now. So does the Atlantic magazine. They're calling for Biden to step aside now, not just from the race, but from the presidency. They want him to resign. Others are saying, no, he's got to pull out of the race. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. You might have heard Mike Lindell of MyPillow no longer have the support of their box stores or shopping channels the way they used to. They've been part of the cancel culture, so they want to pass the savings directly to you by having a $25 extravaganza. When Mike started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. With the help of his dedicated employees, they now have hundreds of products, some you may not even know about. To get the word out, I want to invite my listeners to check out their $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Their six-pack towel sets, $25. Brand-new four-pack dish towels, you guessed it, just $25. And for the first time ever, the premium MyPillows with all-new Giza fabric, just $25. Orders over $75 will receive free shipping, too. This amazing offer won't last long, so go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code STARNS or call 1-800-839-8506 today. That's promo code STARNS. right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. It is not looking good, though, for the Democrats. I mean, they're completely imploding. And Democrat leadership gets this. But Joe Biden's not going anywhere. And it is going to be an ugly fight. Now, it's our understanding, and there are a lot of moving parts here, but it's our understanding that congressional Democrats are going to be meeting. There had been a meeting scheduled with the Senate Democrats and the president. That meeting has since been canceled. So you've got a White House that is literally under siege right now. They've lost folks like CNN, MSDNC, ABC News. And it's only a matter of how all of this plays out. Somebody's going to be the big loser in all of this. And the question is, who is it going to be? Is it going to be the media? Is it going to be Joe Biden and Democrat leaders? By the way, yesterday, Shannon Bream over at Fox said she invited dozens of Democrats onto the program, and they all refused. James Clyburn turned down CBS Face the Nation, canceled on CBS Face the Nation. So the Democrats are in a world of hurt, and I'm loving all of it. All right, let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. Joe in Ellijay, Georgia. Hi, Joe. What's going on?
Todd, I'm in Sea Island, the greatest, best resort in the world, and I'm talking to tons of people down here, and everybody, they're from all over the country, and they all strongly support Trump. And my opinion is that Biden won't make it very long. He'll be out, and probably Kamala will be in, but I think Trump will defeat either one of them with a huge landslide. I've never seen so much fire, passion, and energy for anybody as I'm seeing it down here at Sea Island for Donald John Trump. So, and your show's helped a lot, and we're going to have a great victory. And our song's going to be Happy Days of Here Again, my friend.
Well, I hope that is the case, Joe. There's a lot of reporting out there about illegals now being given the right to vote, whether legally or otherwise, across the country. And the question I have is, what do the Democrats have in their back pocket? What are they going to pull out at the last minute here? Because I'm with you. If this is a fair election, Trump wins in a landslide. But the Democrats are up to something here. And all you have to do is look at what happened at France over the weekend, where the leftists colluded with communists to take out the conservatives in France. Look at what happened in Great Britain. So there are a lot of moving parts. And the issue is whether or not we're going to be able to stop the Democrats from stealing this election.
Ty, I think we will. And I think your great radio show will help a lot. And so I'm really fired up and energized. I feel like it's going to be a great day, November the 5th. So keep on doing what you're doing.
All right.
You're the best.
Joe, appreciate the call from Sea Island, Georgia. Thank you for that. By the way, over in New Jersey, did you see there's great video on socials. There was a huge armada of Trump boats and ships and yachts, and they had a big parade, a flotilla for Make America Great Again in New Jersey. They also had a little rally for Joe Biden on a lake, and it was two guys in a canoe holding Biden signs. You can't make this up. You really can't. 901-260-5926 is our number. So, look, I want to give you an update on this situation unfolding in Milwaukee. So yesterday, the Republicans were supposed to meet for the platform committee meeting, and all of a sudden, they were told by party leadership that they would not be getting a copy of the platform until today, which is a little unusual. But there's been a lot of unusual stuff happening here. And in a nutshell, let me explain what's going on. So Republican leadership has determined that they want to grow the party. And the best way to grow the party is to get rid of some of the more controversial parts of the party platform. One of those being the Human Life Amendment. Another being references to traditional family, marriage, as well as religious liberty. So they want to get rid of all of that. And their thinking is this, that Christians have nowhere else to go. So the Christians, even if they get rid of all of the pro-life stuff and they get rid of the family stuff and all of this other stuff, if they get rid of all of that, the Christians are still going to vote Republican because they've got no other option left. That's their thinking here, all right? So that's why they're doing this play. So I got a call yesterday from Tony Perkins from the Family Research Council. He happens to serve on the committee. And they're playing hardball with the Christians, just so you know, that the RNC right now playing hardball with the Christians and telling them to get into line and support this. Now, at today's meeting, they're going to be given a copy of the proposed platform. No one will be able to leave the room with a copy of the platform. They've all got them numbered. No one's allowed to go into the meeting today with a cell phone. And unlike other years where C-SPAN has televised, no media is allowed. So RNC leadership has put a complete lid on whatever is happening. And they're warning the Christians, don't you go out there and say anything negative about the platform. So anyway, another source of mine was having a conversation with one of the RNC leaders. And here's what the RNC leader told this guy, you've got to get your people in line here. And he asked a very simple question. Where else are your people going to go? Right? So, and it's a fair question, but the reality is that the Christians may end up staying home in November. That if you're going to go out there as a political party and you're going to say, well, we need a broader tent, so we're going to bring in the alphabet activist and we're going to bring in the pro-abortion people because we need their votes, and we're going to cut away all of the things that would make the party attractive to Christians, that's a problem. I would contend that all you have to do is look at what happened to Mitt Romney and John McCain's campaigns. Look at what happened when those guys went out of their way and completely dismissed the evangelical Christian wing of the party. Now, it's not just happening on the platform level. You had a couple of possible VP picks that were on the shows over the weekend, one of them being Marco Rubio and the other being Senator J.D. Vance. I want you to hear, we're going to play the audio from the senators coming up after the break. But it's very interesting to see the senators now reversing their positions on issues like abortion. Now, I will say this. We got a lot of stuff going on in this country, and to me, this looks like an unnecessary fight. People are going to vote for Trump because they want to vote for Trump. I don't see why you have to go out there and jettison all of these issues that made the party successful in the past. But the RNC is taking the position that evangelicals are not getting out and voting in numbers that they need to. Therefore, why should they include their issues in the party platform? So I have a question for you Christians out there. Let's just say that the RNC moves forward, and we will know later today. Again, there's a cone of secrecy and silence around the proceedings today, which is concerning. But I'm just curious. Would you still vote for Republicans and Republican lawmakers in the fall if they decide they're not going to be a pro-life party anymore? There are a lot of people out there, and that's the one issue. The one issue that people vote for, and it's the pro-life issue. I would contend that if you can't get that issue right, you can't get anything else right. If you can't understand why it's important to protect an unborn baby in its mother's womb, then I'm not sure you can figure anything else out. I really don't. But there are others who say, Todd, this is about politics, and we need to get rid of those issues that might cause the party controversy. Okay, well, shutting down the border is controversial. Are we going to get rid of that issue? Illegal immigration, cracking down on, that's a little controversial. Are we going to get rid of that issue because it's controversial? So I am curious, all of you Christians out there, is that an important issue, the pro-life issue? Is that an issue for you? 901-260-5926. Or is the GOP making the right move here? 901-260-5926. Again, that number, 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
We now take you behind the scenes at the Biden White House. Let's listen in as the Bidens hunker down to weather the storm of calls to leave office.
Back in a minute, Dad.
Okay, Hunter. I'll be here.
Joe.
Huh?
Joe. Joe Biden.
Oh, John Kennedy.
We're here from the ghost of presidents past to tell you that when it's time to leave, it's time.
Oh, Nixon.
Well, you know, as we season, we get a little forgetful. And, you're past that.
Oh, Ron,
You don't want to go out like Brezhnev, do you?
But then they'll have to run Kamala.
Well, then you might as well run my nephew, Robbie Jr. He's nuts, but that Kennedy name magic could still be there.
Oh, not that again.
I'm not going to go unless the Lord tells me to. Or my name isn't Joseph Friesen, not Robin Nell.
Well, you know, that's who sent us. He said you'd never listen to him, so, here we are.
It's a lost cause.
Ich bin ein Failure.
I guess we better go, guys.
No, come back. Come back.
Dad? Dad! Dad, you had that spaced out look again.
Oh, what? What drugs did you give me, son?
Something really powerful, Dad. It's called Mega Musil.
Join us the next time, if there is a next time, we record Joe behind the scenes at the Biden White House.
All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. I don't know how Shanklin comes up with it. I don't know where he gets his intel there, but wow. At least Joe is getting some wise counsel, so we'll keep you updated there. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Let's go to North Carolina. Charles on the line. Hi, Charles. What's going on?
Hey, Todd. Happy Monday to you. Todd, I want to talk about something you mentioned just a few minutes ago. You know, I think and believe that Republicans and Donald Trump have the Democrats beat on all the issues. Inflation, the border, crime, and in a free and fair election, we're going to win. But I'm really concerned that that's not what's going to happen. Just last week here in North Carolina, there was a local station that went out to a housing complex of illegals. And of all the illegals that were living there, 10% of them admitted that they were registered to vote. So that's blatantly illegal to do that. But if you extrapolate that, just from that sample of 44 people out of 440, you extrapolate that out, and now you're talking about millions of people that are already registered to vote that are here illegally. On top of that, Todd, yesterday I read a good article in the Gateway Pundit that Republicans have 30 days from today to clean up their voter roll and get people who shouldn't be on there off, because federal law prevents them from removing them 90 days prior to the election. So I don't know. I hope the Republicans are on top of this. Maybe you know people in the various state parties. But this is a real problem because we all know what happened in 2020. Donald Trump, we went to bed and Trump was up in six swing states by massive margins. And when we woke up the next morning after the vote counted had stopped, all of a sudden he's behind. And we cannot allow that to happen again.
No, no, we can't. The question is, you know, are the Republicans focusing on that, or that, because right now they're spending all of their time trying to get rid of the pro-life platform in Milwaukee. It makes absolutely no sense to me why the Republicans are squandering all of this time and effort and resource, and in doing so, they are dampening a very important demographic of the Republican Party right now, Charles.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And, you know, I was talking with my friends this weekend over the 4th of July about, we were just all putting our heads together about how we could register people to vote, because there's so many millions of people, you know, not just evangelical Christians, but they did not vote the last election cycle. And if you discourage them by taking away, you know, key points of the platform, you're going to make it that much less likely for them to vote. Why not go out there right now and try to firm up election integrity? Because we know the Democrats will do anything and everything to cheat and steal an election. And if that happens, it's going to be game over for us. There's too much at stake because of the future Supreme Court justices, the economy, the weaponization of justice. I mean, our country's in the balance, just like Europe's in the balance. And look what happened in France yesterday.
It's a great point, and France is gone. There were, when you look at the victory celebrations, there were more Palestinian flags being waved than French flags in that crowd. The communists are now in control, and I am telling you, when you go to France now, you will see thousands and thousands of Muslims. They have basically conquered France right now, and I think the argument could be made that the Muslims have conquered all of Europe, of Western Europe right now, especially when you look at what's happening in England.
Exactly, and we're their next target, Todd.
Oh,
and
no doubt about it.
And if you look at what they did, now they rioted and looted and burned things. That's when they won an election. Imagine what they're going to do in this country on the morning of November 6th if Donald Trump wins.
Oh, it will be. Cities will burn. And I am telling you, these Palestinians, they're Muslims. All right. I know people, they're Muslims and they are radicals. They are Islamist and they want to conquer the world. And right now they're doing a pretty darn good job of it. Charles, appreciate that call. 901-260-5926 is our number. By the way, we're going to play some audio here from Joe Biden on Morning Schmo. And what I thought was interesting about all of this, first of all, the guy's completely unhinged in this interview, but it was all done on the phone. And you could tell he was working off talking points. Anyway, cut 15.
And I'm reading from a list of lies. First of all, he was made up folks, suckers and losers. I was with him. He called the Americans in the cemeteries from World War One suckers and losers.
All right, so now Biden is claiming that he was there in the presence of Donald Trump when he allegedly made these comments, which, by the way, nobody can verify, right? This is a made-up attack on Donald Trump. But we can tell you beyond a shadow of a doubt that we know Joe Biden was not there. And yet Biden just said on MSDNC that he was there when Trump made these comments. It's absolutely not true, period. Cut number 13.
Have you been tested for any age-related illnesses, pre-Parkinson's, or anything like that that might explain sort of having a night like that where you couldn't finish sentences?
Look, I had before, I was feeling so badly before the debate. When I came back, they tested me before. I thought maybe I had COVID, maybe there was something wrong, I had an infection or something. They tested me, they gave me those tests, I was clear. So, but look, I had a bad night. But the fact of the matter is, look at what I'm doing. I mean, let me put it this way. If there was something that was wrong that night, it's not like it comes and that's one night and it goes away. That's why I've been out. I've been testing myself, been testing everywhere I go,
okay.
Going out and making the case. The night of that debate, I went out. I was out till 2 o'clock in the morning that very night. That very night, it drives me nuts, people talking about this.
Wow. All right. There you go. My question is, why by phone? This was MSDNC. Why didn't they have this guy on camera this morning? And by the way, why is it that Biden today has zero campaign events? The wife, Mrs. First Lady Dr. Jill Biden, is actually out on the road. She's doing 3 campaign events today. Joe Biden, none. Let's go to the phones here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Paul in Georgia. Hi, Paul. What's going on?
Hey, good afternoon. I am certainly not for abortion in any means. However, what do you think was the chief reason we didn't do well in the 2022 congressional elections?
Some people would say, I think I know where you're going to go with this. What do you think the issue was?
The issue was that we weren't clear on our position on abortion. We were looking at a complete ban on abortions rather than something that was a negotiated thing about abortions. I think that was one of the chief reasons we didn't win the congressional seats we should have.
So do you believe it's a good idea, Paul, to remove all of this language from the party platform?
No, I believe a negotiated position, like I believe Trump is doing, let the states do it. But if he has to make an answer, I believe 15 weeks is certainly better than 9 months.
Well, we're just getting word. The New York Times is reporting that that the platform has passed, the platform put forward by the Trump team has passed overwhelmingly. So hopefully we will get an idea of what they officially decided on here momentarily. But again, you know, you've got the log cabin Republicans. I'll give you an example, Paul. Log cabin Republicans have been hosting fundraiser after fundraiser. That's the gay Republican group. They are very powerful within Trump world, and they're going to be very influential. And maybe they have already been influential in changing some of the language there that the Christians were asking for.
I think half a cake is better than no cake.
Well, and that may be the case. That may be the case. But the question is, if there's nothing in the party platform for the Christians, do the Christians still vote Republican or do they just stay home?
Well, I certainly will.
You'll stay home.
No, I'll vote Republican.
You'll vote Republican. You see, and that's the argument, Paul, they're making, is that RNC leadership says, to hell with the Christians, they've got nowhere else to go. I mean, that's literally what they're saying, is they really don't care about your positions. They just want your vote. That's all they want.
We have to win the election.
You're right, but at what cost?
We have to win the election.
Okay. No, I hear you. So to hell with the unborn babies, to hell with the traditional family. Is that what we're saying here?
A negotiated.
There's no negotiation. It's their way or the highway. There is no negotiation.
Well, we haven't seen it, have we?
We're about to. And I can tell you, I know look, I know what's not in there. And the Human Life Amendment is not going to be in there at all. So I can tell you that beyond a shadow of a doubt.
Well, thanks for listening to me.
All right. Hey, thanks, Paul. Appreciate that call. 901-260-59. Look, I'm just, folks, here's the deal. There's a lot that we have to work through. And I'm just asking because Christians, by and large, have been staying home in these elections. And somebody at RNC headquarters basically said, fine, if the Christians aren't going to go out and vote, then why do we have to stand on these positions that might prevent people from the LGBT world, from the pro-abortion world, from voting Republican? That's the issue. Let's go to Barbara in North Carolina. Hi, Barbara. What say you?
Hey, Todd. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty darn good, Barbara.
Awesome. I'm calling about the abortion issue, too. I'm about as pro-life as you're going to get. My mother was diagnosed with MS at 44. and then found out she was pregnant. Around 6 months along, they said she needed to abort the baby, or her and the baby would die. And my mother said, absolutely not. So she went ahead with it, and my sister was born. My mother's MS went to remission. My mother's 93. My sister's about to be 50. I have friends in Fort Wayne, Indiana, 3 years ago that had a child that was born 11 ounces. But I'm sitting there after the elections that happened in Virginia, where we lost everything. And I'm saying to myself, Todd, am I willing to lose my country and my children's country? If the abortion issue is what's going to hurt us, am I willing to lose my children and grandchildren while I'm trying to save the children of these people that are hell-bent on killing their children? I came to a come-to-Jesus moment. I'm sitting there in my kitchen, and I remember what this preacher once said. He said, the worst thing God could ever do to you is leave you to yourself. Well, God sent along sonograms. Doctors do surgery on babies in the womb now. I mean, we have people that were aborted walking around testifying that they were alive. I just don't know what else we can do to get these people to understand the baby is alive. But here I am at a crossroads because I don't want to lose my country and my children and my grandchildren's country trying to save the children of people that are hell-bent on killing theirs. I don't know where I'm at anymore with it because I'm really struggling. And we're watching what's going on in France and Britain, and I'm like, tell me something, because I'm kind of confused here. What are we doing?
It's a great question, Barbara, which, again, this is an unforced error. You know, why are we wasting our time on something like this when we should be focusing all of our efforts on securing the border and getting rid of all of these illegals, focusing on Bidenomics and the impact it's having on American families? I mean, there are so many other issues. It just looks to me like somebody has an agenda right now within the RNC, and I don't like it. And look, the abortion issue, the reason why it failed at the ballot box in the midterm elections is because of pro-lifers who would not listen to common sense, and also people who just did not get out and vote. I mean, it really is that it's that simple. Barbara, I got to run. We are super late for a break. But I'm telling you, folks, we're playing with fire. And I hope it comes out on the right side here, but I don't know. We'll be right back.
Did you know that oil, coal, and natural gas are not the climate villains that the legacy media asks us to believe that they are? Did you know that 8 billion people will eat just today because fossil fuels ran the sophisticated machinery that produced all the food necessary to do so? Or how they power the complex heating and cooling systems to keep people alive through extreme temperatures? What would you do without AC or heat? Fossil fuels have literally been the hero in the prevention of billions of deaths and the extension of life. I'm Kevin McCullough, and I want you to know the facts. Please go to oilfacts.com and get educated today on these critical facts, the need for American energy, and what we can do to keep billions more catastrophic deaths from happening. These facts are irrefutable. Oilfacts.com. That's oilfacts.com. These facts are brought to you by Prairie Operating Group, dedicated to safe and responsible production of American energy.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show, and it is official. The RNC platform has been passed, and look, you folks that believe in marriage and pro-life, you're going to be disappointed. I hope it doesn't impact your decision to get out and vote on Election Day. But also, it's a reminder for all of you evangelical Christians out there to get your butts up and go and vote and participate in the process. And if you don't, well, you're going to get hosed, which is what happened here. And if you're running the RNC and you have this group, and they constantly whine and complain and demand, and yet they don't get out there and do what they're supposed to do, well, that's on you. So my encouragement would be for all of you pro-lifers to get actively involved in the party and to make your voices heard. So there you go. All right, coming up, we're going to be talking with our good friend Robin Poffman, the very latest on the scandals erupting inside Biden world, and there are a lot of them. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
They're Trump's most diehard fans in the front row at every Trump rally.
You had to love the United States of America. You had to support Mr. Donald Trump's re-election.
Trump's Front Row Joes is the new two-part documentary offering the first inside look at the men and women standing shoulder to shoulder with Trump in the greatest political movement in American history.
The kind of basis for all the rallies, there's like dead fans.
Like-minded people following their hero all around the country, exhausting their bank accounts, camping out for days in the freezing cold and scorching heat to support Trump's re-election and make America great again.
The Front Row Joes are very successful, incredible people.
Trump's Front Row Joes, from executive producer Sean Spicer, former White House press secretary and communications director for President Donald J. Trump.
Friendships I've made over the years as a Front Row Joe, it's probably the best part of it.
Don't miss Trump's Front Row Joes. Watch it now. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American.
Todd Starnes.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two of the big show. Good to have you with us. Just a little while ago, word leaked out that the RNC has approved the platform, the controversial platform. Now, the reporting is it was unanimous, but now I'm being told it was not unanimous. 18 people voted against it. Many of those people, some of the top religious liberty leaders in the country and people that you would know, many of them have been guests on this program. One of them telling me, and again, they're only able to do this on their laptops because they're not allowed to have phones in the room. The Republicans banned people from having cell phones in the room. And one of them telling me they are so disgusted by what happened today, they are considering leaving the Republican Party. So that's the very latest coming out of Milwaukee as the platform committee meets. And what I think, folks, is just an unforced error. We've got a lot more important things to worry about, and I'm not quite sure that they're going to be attracting that many more gay people or pro-abortionists to the Republican Party as a result of all of this. I know I may be wrong, but I don't know. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now. Say hello to our good friend, national correspondent Robin Poffman. And Robin, there's a lot of chaos in the country, which we ought to be focusing on. I just don't understand why all the hullabaloo over this party platform.
Hey, first of all, Todd, I want to say to you, ho, 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 Merry Christmas. I mean, the 4th of July.
Well, let me say something about that, because a lot of people thought that he thought it was Christmas. I thought he was throwing some shade at Kamala, you know, because of the Willie Brown situation. Ho, ho, ho.
Well, there's that too, right? But, wow, there is so much going on. Where do you start? In terms of the party platform, I'm with you on this. There are bigger issues than the social issues. I mean, you know, abortion, very controversial. It's personal. It's your religion. Gay rights, the same people, everybody has their opinion, but I'm telling you, you're not going to have time for any of that activity. You know, my position on this, if there's a terrorist attack anywhere in the USA, and I'm kind of in the camp these days of not only is there going to be a terrorist attack, but there could be terrorist attacks. Plural with an S on it, because we don't really know who's here due to Biden's wide open border. And I'm not sure, Todd, that he knows that our southern and northern border are wide open.
No, I'm look, I don't even think he's there. I really don't. And I mean, it's tragic what's happening, but this is so dangerous because, Robin, you and I both now know, and I think the rest of the country knows, that radical extremist, not Joe Biden, but radical extremist in his administration have been running the country, not him.
That's a given. I mean, this feels like, again, and I don't have the proof because I'm not there, but it feels like the third Obama administration with Susan Rice and Valerie Jarrett and some of these other radicals that were in play when he was in charge, you know, when he occupied the Oval Office. And it just feels that way to me. But I will say this, the biggest problem we have right now with, you know, Joe Biden saying he's not leaving, this is all because of Hunter Biden. Yeah, Jill's an extreme enabler. We know that. But think about it, Todd. You think that Hunter is going to leave? Hunter is only safe if Daddy is in the White House. There are banking records that show, that prove that the Biden crime family took money from foreign countries. Some of them are not friendly countries to the United States. And they took money from China. And there are banking records, according to Comer, that back this all up, that there were little ding, 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 little red flags that went off. If suddenly Todd Starnes is on the receiving end of $1 million or $5 million or 50 cents from China, you don't think that your bank is going to flag it here in the U.S.? Of course they are, especially in the dollar amounts that they were on the receiving end of. And I also find it very suspicious that his sister, Joe Biden's sister, that she was at the White House last week. Well, according to Comer and some of the Republicans in Congress, you know, their bank accounts are also full of funds that we don't, you know, the source has not been, you know, publicly displayed because they haven't gotten to those hearings yet. But I don't know. I'm very suspicious. Follow the money. Hunter and Joe are only safe if Biden is in office and maybe they come up with some sort of immunity deal to get these people out the door.
You know what I find fascinating here, Robin? You've got the Congressional Black Caucus. They are all in for Biden. Meanwhile, every other major leader in the Democrat Party is on the record being against Biden. He's got to go. It's not as if the New York Times and the Atlantic or New York Magazine can retract all of their reporting. So they're all in on this as well. How do you see all of this playing out? Does Biden go the distance here?
I think that he's that arrogant that he is definitely going to stay as long as his health holds up, which is very shaky. Again, I think this all has to do with the cover-up of the crimes. And Miranda Devine lays it out perfectly in her book, Laptop from Hell. She's the one who has seen all these emails, all these transactions, 10% for the big guy from A to Z, and the arrogance of Hunter Biden and the arrogance of Joe Biden, which you can see seeping through even in the George Stephanopoulos interview from the other day. There's a level of arrogance there that's not going away. And he thinks he's the president. He is the president. He's not going anywhere. Where's Chuck Schumer in all this? We haven't heard from any Democrats in the Senate. And it would be someone like a Schumer who would lead the charge because Hakeem Jeffries, who's in the minority in the House, he's sitting on it. He's waffling. He's not, you know, one way or the other, correct? He hasn't been a strong voice, and he's got to go. He's got to go. It's basically been a lot of newspapers. You have five congressional folks who came out, including the congresswoman from Minnesota, who her race is dependent on, you know, the down ballot of people coming in and voting all Dem, and she's gonna lose if he loses. So I think it's like people with their own agendas. I find it fascinating that the senator from Pennsylvania who had a stroke, that he's, you know, not anti-Biden because he's, you know, was mentally diminished for a period until he had his therapy. But I'll tell you, they are going to go through that list of which doctors were at the White House when. This is a huge cover-up, and you're talking now about Parkinson's disease experts. Come on now, Todd.
Yeah, so the Washington Examiner over the weekend, and there was a lot of for folks to catch up on, but the Washington Examiner reporting that according to the White House visitors log, so this is not in dispute here, this guy actually showed up. That one of the top neurologists who specializes in Parkinson's disease has been visiting Biden's physician at the White House at least 10 times since 2022. And so, Robin, if this is true, then that means somebody in that building has been dealing with Parkinson's disease. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to narrow down the list.
Correct. And let's face it, you've seen the gait, the way the president walks. And there are a lot of people, a lot of doctors who I've seen circulating on all the news cables over the last, you know, couple of days over the fourth holiday. I've been home working. And I'm telling you that there's a connection that you can have dementia and Parkinson's, the start of it, at the same time, two different diseases. And it's quite possible that he has the start of this. The gait is off. The mind is off. There's a lot of things that are off. But I don't see this guy stepping down unless there's some sort of backdoor deal for immunity for Hunter, immunity for Joe himself. There's a lot of very disturbing details in the Laptop from Hell book, which I just read and reread. And it's all there for people who want to really know what's going on in the weeds of some of these deals. Everything we're seeing, Todd, this wide open border, the Afghanistan withdrawal, the war in Ukraine, it all pertains to which countries, allegedly, the Bidens got money from.
By the way, I don't know if you saw this this information just coming out a little while ago. The administration is now standing against the SAVE Act. This is the bill that would ensure illegals cannot vote. And Robin, this is a big concern I have, is that Trump should win in a landslide of historic proportions. But if you've got millions of illegals that have been registered to vote and actually do participate in the election, all bets are off here.
Yeah, because you have 17 million plus that are being registered. You know, you've heard the allegations that they've been registering them in the state of Michigan under Governor Whitmer. Again, you know, I hear this from my sources in that state that this is actually going on. You know, are you there? Am I there? No, we're not. But, you know, you have great sources. I have great sources, Todd. I think it's been in play. That's been the agenda all along.
And this could be the avenue that they, you know, install whoever it's going to be. Let me ask you this. Are you concerned? Let's just say that Biden, and the window is pretty tight here because Biden's traveling overseas for the NATO meeting coming up. So they're not going to be able to get rid of him then. So we could be in August and the Democrats are still battling this. Let's say Biden does go away. And it's Kamala, and maybe you have an all female ticket, Kamala and Gretchen Whitmer. Or someone of that nature. I'm sorry. I tried to say it with a straight face. Do you think that's going to hurt Trump if the Democrats get a brand new ticket, you know, a couple of months out from the election?
I think that the only person who could hurt Trump would be Michelle Obama, who I don't think has any interest in being president, or Mr. Slick Willie from California. Slick Willie, too, you know, because obviously that was Bill Clinton's name. But Gavin Newsom, I think that there's a lot of young folks that would like to see somebody younger than Donald Trump or Joe Biden. And, you know, the age factor comes into play. But again, his policies in California are miserable. And that state is sinking literally from homeless and illegals and taxes and people who can't afford to buy milk, eggs and cottage cheese. And he has run California right into the ground. So on the surface, he may look better, Todd, you know, younger, slicker, hair mousse gel. He reminds me of the guy who used to coach for the Knicks.
Pat Riley?
Pat Riley. He looks like he's Pat Riley's younger brother.
Well, hold on. Did you see the interview? There's an interview circulating over the weekend, and he's in Pennsylvania. He's campaigning for Biden. He was in a shirt without a T-shirt on underneath. And the guy was doing an interview, and he almost looked like he was – pardon me here, coked up. And he was rubbing his man boob as he was doing the interview. It was very off-putting.
It was weird. And you know what? The guy, there's a reporter standing there with an iPhone. I know exactly the clip you're talking about.
Yeah.
There's a reporter with an iPhone next to him, and he's like shaking his head like there's weird like head motions, and he looks totally out of it like he's on something too.
It's true. It's terrible. They're all drug addicts. All right. Well, Robin, before we let you go here real quick, we still don't have a VP for Trump. Who do you think it's going to be?
I would love it if he pulls a big surprise. I've always been a big fan of Sarah Huckabee Sanders, and she's a loyalist to the president, and I'd like to see a woman on that ticket. You know, I think that Trump could shock us all. Byron Donalds, big fan of Byron, but, you know, the regular media, mainstream media, is going with, you know, some of the more obvious choices. I'm not sure if Trump is going to surprise us or not. You know, it could be Rubio, J.D. Vance. You know, Florida's, you know, going to go Republican. Ohio is going to go Republican. I think Byron Donalds is a fighter, and he's got that, you know, that Rocky thing going on, and I really like him and his policies. The rest of them, I think, are kind of weak, and I don't know. I'd like to see a big Trump surprise like a Sarah Huckabee Sanders, but I could be wrong. He could, you know, he could pick J.D. Vance or Marco Rubio would also be a solid pick. I mean,
like,
Marco Rubio's earned it.
Yeah, I like Donalds, though. I really do. And
you're with me.
Yeah,
you're with me on Donald.
Yeah, the guy, if you've interviewed him in person, you know, he's super tall. He comes across, he has that presidential aura about him. And the guy's a rock-solid conservative. So I like that.
Yeah, I've never interviewed him in person, but I love his policies. I like his whole affect, and I think that, again, he's the most Trump of all of them, and I think that they would get along great. His policies are phenomenal.
Yeah.
And love the west coast of Florida where he's from.
All right, Pop, and you know how this goes. I'm super late for the break here. Good stuff, as always. We'll get you back on soon. It is intrigue day after day.
Indeed. God bless.
All right. Robin Poffman, everybody, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. All right. Got to take a break here. 901-260-5926. Who do you like for Trump's VP, by the way? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. Let's go right to the phones. The beautiful state of Georgia. Tom is on the line. Hi, Tom. What can I help you with today?
Well, I sure hope you can, Todd. But quickly beforehand, my humble request on your wonderful ideas and help. It doesn't matter who the left put out there. It could be Biden. It could be Harris. It could be Michelle. They're all bad. They all are trying to take our country down. Some might do it a little quicker or a little bit different than others, but they're all bad. So instead of worrying about, oh, is Biden there, is Kamala Harris, Michelle coming in, whatever, the unified message from our side needs to be, doesn't matter. They're all bad. So just take that message, steamroll them with it, and say, do your convention, have a riot, have a peaceful time, but you're all bad and we're voting against you. That should be that. Okay, now my humble request, Todd, because you're really good at this stuff, and maybe you want to answer me now, or maybe you want to...
Well, we're going to run out of time if you don't get to it, Tom, so let's get to it.
Okay, here it is. I want that elevator message, that 60 to 90 second elevator message, when I encounter somebody I've never met, or somebody I do know who's not interested, or maybe they're on the wrong side, they're on the other side. What do I tell them in 60 to 90 seconds to get their attention and make them to vote the right way? Send me the websites. Give me your thoughts. Do it tomorrow. Come back with us over time to supplement what you're going to tell me now. But I think that's really important for us to go out there and meet, encounter these people one-on-one. And I would love to hear your help for me on that.
All right. Well, Tom, I appreciate the call. And you know what? I'll open this up to our listeners. What is your elevator pitch to people that they need to vote for Donald Trump in the fall? What do you tell these people that you encounter? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. I love the way people are doing with the waiters when they go out to eat and they're filling out the tip, and then they just remind people that if Trump is president, he's not going to tax your tip. I think that's a pretty smart message right there. All right, hang tight, folks. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. Happy to have you with us today. Our number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, say hello to our good friend, Governor Scott Walker, president of Young America's Foundation. Governor, hope you're doing well today.
Hey, Todd, great to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
So I'm just curious, you work exclusively with a lot of young people around America, and I'm wondering what their take is on Joe Biden and the news that's been coming out over the past couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's interesting. So at Young America's Foundation, YAF.org, if people are interested, we just released a poll last week. It was taken just prior to the first presidential debate, which, of course, was a total disaster for President Biden. But it was taken even before then. And overwhelming numbers of college students in particular thought that Joe Biden did not have the mental capacity, didn't have the capability of fulfilling the responsibilities of president. This is before the debate. So I can only imagine if we went back in the field this week, how much more dramatic that contrast would be. They also overwhelmingly didn't feel like Joe Biden could relate, was able to be productive in getting things done for their generation. And interesting enough, the number one issue on our poll when asked about, you know, which issues concern you much, wasn't all the woke stuff you hear about. It was the economy, just like so many other voters across America.
When you're listening to these young people, are there concerns about just age in general? Most of the people leading our country, both political parties, are pretty up there in age.
Yes, it's a combination of both competency and connection. So with Biden, maybe even a few of the others, Pelosi, a few of the other leaders, even some across party lines. Age-wise, they're looking at competency, but they're also looking at connection. Can these people relate to the issues that these young people care about? And the overwhelming answer is no. I thought it was interesting, you know, for all the hype and hysteria here from so many on the elite corporate media about abortion or gay rights or any number of other issues, they're way, way down on the list. In fact, neither of those two break the top 10 for college or for high school students. It's overwhelmingly concerned by far. The top is the issue is the economy. So they're concerned about high prices. They're paying more for gas, groceries, rent. They're looking ahead, wondering if they're ever going to be able to afford a home, things like that. Very, very concerned about health care, which again, probably is more of a cost issue, and education. And actually they're concerned about political corruption, which is interesting, but I think it's a reflection of young people seeing through all the chatter out there and wondering why in the world would people, you know, would these leftist prosecutors be going after President Trump on things that nobody else would face the same standards for. So it's interesting to see young people get it.
Yeah, I have to give President Trump great credit for how he's been handling himself. You know, when you're in a circular firing, when you're firing at each other, let your enemies do the shooting. You go to the golf course and enjoy your day. And that's exactly what Trump's been doing.
Well, it's exactly right. Even in that debate, I remember I said a month and a half ago when the format was announced that was going to be on CNN and that they were going to have mute the microphones when you're not speaking. I remember I was on with a friend of ours on Newsmax, and that person said, "This is a setup. You shouldn't do it." And I said, "No, this is awesome. This is going to be great." Not only because it kept President Trump from doing what happened 4 years ago, and that is interrupting Biden. Not just because it made him look respectful and, you know, somewhat polite, but more so because people needed to hear Joe Biden. But since then, he's really taken that task seriously. you know, don't when your enemies are piling on your enemy, let them do that. Instead, just keep talking about how you're going to make America more affordable, more secure, and more safe going forward. He's got the prime spot. If he can keep focused on this, I think the next few weeks could really ultimately determine what happens in November.
President Trump said he wants a VP that would be able to step directly into the role if necessary as president. Who are you hearing out there about who that person may be?
Well, definitely it's got to be a proven problem solver. I think the biggest strength that President Trump has overall, but particularly with swing voters, is he got things done, and he's going to get things done with four more years. And so you want somebody who can join that ticket, not only if they needed to, in the worst case scenario, step in, but even just as a partner, get things done. So governors like Doug Burgum, Glenn Youngkin, Ron DeSantis, Kim Reynolds, Greg Abbott, there's a lot of great governors like that. There's senators, you know, like Tim Scott, Marco Rubio, even people in the cabinet like Dr. Ben Carson. You want people who've got proven careers in their own right. And a guy like Burgum, for example, gets a lot of attention, rightfully so. I served with him not only because he's been a good governor, but he was a very successful businessman. He sold his business for a lot to Microsoft. So I think those sorts of things are not only appealing to President Trump as a partner, not only as someone who can step in, but who can help him get things done. They're also very appealing, I think, to voters, particularly in swing states like mine, where that's a big selling point to the suburban college-educated voters who maybe voted for Trump in 16 but moved a little bit away from him in 20. This could bring them back home.
All right. Well, Governor, we're going to leave it there. I know you're going to have a busy week next week as all these Republicans head to your great state.
And our backyard right in Wisconsin, which is not only going to be important next week, it's going to maybe the state that determines who the next president is. And God willing, it'll be Donald J. Trump.
All right. There you go, folks. Governor Scott Walker, president of Young Americas Foundation, YAF.org, YAF.org. Governor, thank you very much. All right, folks, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Happy to have you with us. By the way, can I tell you about our good buddy Mike Lindell, this $25 extravaganza he's got going? What a great deal for all of our great listeners out there. You know, Mike, when he started MyPillow, it was just a one-product company. Now they have hundreds of just incredibly well-made products, and Mike is offering a $25 extravaganza, so you'll be able to check them all out. A two-pack. Multi-use MyPillow, just $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. You want to try the towels? Well, great. You're going to be able to get them for $25. And by the way, for the first time ever, the all-new premium MyPillows with the all-new Giza fabric. I've got the sheets. They're amazing. Just $25. So all you need to do is go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes. Use my promo code, which is my last name, Starnes, and you're going to get some incredible discounts. MyPillow.com/Starnes, or give them a call, 1-800-839-8506, and use that promo code Starnes. All right, let's get to the phone lines here. Vicki in North Carolina. Hi, Vicki. What's going on?
Hi, Todd. I wasn't going to call in because I'm just so pissed. I'm just so tired of speaking to people in large groups. I wanted to tell you this, though, and I think you need to tell Trump. In North Carolina, I know we had a guy call in here earlier about the illegals registering to vote. That's not our biggest problem in this state. Yes, it's a problem. But we have a governor, and I work the polls, so I know this answer. And I got it directly from the county head board of elections here. I had asked her about these dead people voting. And she informed me. I said, well, are these dead? Once a month in the state, the governor sends out the head of the director of the board of elections in Raleigh sends out a list of data to each county. And those are the people that are deceased. That list is 3 months behind. In other words, there's 90 days there. This is probably intentional, that the people in the office up there are intentionally not keeping up with dead people on voter rolls. And even then, they're getting, like I said, each county is getting this once a month, but they're at least 3 months behind. The other problem that we have here is I forgot my train of thought. Maybe I'm getting all the time.
So you're telling me, well, no, Vicki, so you're telling me that there's a deadline to take all these people off the rolls or to question whether or not they're legitimate or not, and we're coming up on that deadline and nothing's getting done.
Well, no, what I'm telling you is this is the way that it's been operating in the state of North Carolina. These data rolls that come in once a month with the the deceased people, they're 3 months behind. In other words, they get a data monthly list of dead people, but the dead people that should be on that list monthly are not. They're at least 3 months behind. And I had asked the lady also, I said, so what do you do to remove a relative or a spouse or whatever? And she said, well, you have to come in with a death certificate and then you can have them removed. Well, it wasn't long after that I ran across a lady. She was so angry. She was at the beauty shop. And she was getting her hair done. And she said, turn off that station with CNN. She said, just turn it off. I'm going to get and leave if you don't. So they turned it off. And she said, you know, so she and I started talking. She said, you know, I went to take my father, who has been dead for 9 years, off of the voter roll. And I said, you did? She said, yeah. I said, did you take in a death certificate? She said, yeah. And then she said, do you know that they would not remove my dad, who had been dead 9 years, off of the voter rolls at that point? So they're not, they'll tell you they're removing them, but they're not. So we've got to basically go into everybody into a form of proof of citizenship. We've also got to move in with, in places in Europe, you have to have your thumbprint. I don't know, to vote, because we have got so much fraud in so many areas. They will cheat like they did in 2020. So I'm working. I'm trying to help Mark Robinson. But we've got so many problems across this country with fraud. I mean, it's just unbelievable, the fraud that's going on. So, yes, the data are not present and up to date.
All right. Well, Vicki, we appreciate you giving us a very thorough rendering of what's going down in North Carolina. And again, folks, we've got to pay attention. We know the Democrats are going to try and stop this. They're going to try to steal the election. They're going to try numerous ways, and we have to make sure. And again, this is my problem with the RNC fighting over the silliness in the party platform. Instead of focusing attention on that, leave it be, and let's focus on things that truly do matter. But right now, you've got Republican leadership, and this is not Trump, but these are people in his circle that are trying to soften the influence of Christians and conservatives in the party. And instead of doing all that, what we ought to be doing is making sure that people who are illegal, people who are dead, are not voting in our elections. I mean, it really is that simple. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. I want to play some audio here. This is Senator J.D. Vance on Meet the Press, changing his position on abortion. Cut 7.
On the question of the abortion pill, what so many of us have said is that, look, we certainly don't. The Supreme Court made a decision saying that the American people should have access to that medication. Donald Trump has supported that opinion. I support that opinion. I think it's important to say that we actually have to have an important conversation in this country about what our abortion policy should be. Donald Trump is the pragmatic leader here. He's saying most abortion policy is going to be decided by the states. We want to make it easier and more affordable for young women and parents to have families to begin with. We want to lower housing costs, yeah. eliminate the surprise medical bills that so many families see after yeah. they have a baby. So, that's the Trump and Republican approach to this issue. Meanwhile, Joe Biden wants taxpayer-funded abortion up to the moment of birth. It's so crazy to me Democrats frame this as Republicans. Just let me finish, Kristen. They frame Democrats as being reasonable and pragmatic, when in reality, Republicans are the one trying to find some common ground
here. As you know, very few abortions take place later in pregnancy, and almost always because there is a medical emergency. I know Trump is trying to distance himself from Project 2025, but we have to point out that a number of people who are involved with it are former Trump officials, Ben Carson, Peter Navarro, Russ Vought, and others. But just to be clear, you support mifepristone being accessible.
Yes, Kristen, I do. But again, on the Project 2025 issue, what the media and the Democrats are trying to do is attach its most unpopular elements to the Trump administration. It's a 900-page document. I guarantee there are things that Trump likes and dislikes about that 900-page document, but he is the person who will determine the agenda of the next administration. All he said very explicitly is, I am in charge of the next administration because I'm the person running for president. It's just important to make that clarification. What?
All right, there you go. So that's J.D. Vance, and he's just playing politics. I don't know. He wrote a great book, Hillbilly Elegy. Is the guy going to be the next VP? I don't know. I like Byron Donalds. I love Dr. Ben Carson. I love Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And there's been a lot of talk about Sarah. She's done a great job as governor of Arkansas, but I think she wants to run for a second term. But I think she would be a terrific choice. And she's a rock solid conservative. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, coming up, we're going to have wall-to-wall coverage of the RNC. And it looks to be a pretty straightforward event. I think all of the fireworks are going to be on the Democrat side. And look, understand this. It doesn't matter what the Republicans decide on abortion. It's not going to matter one hill of beans with the media. They're never going to forgive Donald Trump for being responsible for overturning Roe v. Wade. Never. It doesn't matter what. It doesn't matter. They will never forgive him. They will always hold him accountable. And I say, good for you, Mr. President, because he delivered on a campaign promise. Oh, by the way, I was Mark Levin. I was reading on social media over the weekend. A lot of people really upset over Justice Amy Coney Barrett, who, by the way, they now believe is going to be a justice in the vein of John Roberts. In other words, she's going to be a moderate who will probably end up siding with the left more often than the other side. And that's not on Trump. I mean, it happens. You go back to Eisenhower, they asked him what his two biggest mistakes were in his presidency. Eisenhower said they're both on the Supreme Court. So for whatever reason, the Republicans always have a difficult time. And a lot of that, and I get this question a lot, Todd, why is it that all of these Republican-appointed justices, why is it that they always go to the left? And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact they've got to move to the Washington, D.C. area. It's a predominantly liberal town, and many of them love to socialize. They love to go to the cocktail parties. They love to go hang out in Georgetown, and they don't like people sneering at them for their beliefs. I think it's really that simple. All right. Hey, look, we've got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back, folks.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. I want to play some audio for you and a series of audio pieces from an American business owner. And this American business owner is unveiling a lot of interesting information about illegal immigration and how the illegals are getting Social Security cards and driver's licenses. And by the way, both of those would allow a person to get a voter or to register to vote in the United States of America. Cut number, let's see here, 16.
Good morning. So yesterday, I ran into somebody that I haven't seen in a while. I haven't seen this guy for months. He's been here for about 5 months in the United States, 6 months, something like that. And he says, hey, I'm looking for work. And I said, well, I can't hire you, man. I'm not, I got to hire like legitimate people or whatever. And he was like, no, I'm legitimate now. And he's broken English, kind of bits and pieces together. And he pulls his ID and stuff out of his pocket. And he says, I've got Social Security card now. And I got worker's ID and permit for working, everything all legit. Stamp, city stamping, specialized Social Security envelope. And I said, let's go inside real quick. I need a translator. And a couple of my guys, they speak Spanish. And I'm talking to them. And I says, so where are we at with time frame wise? How long did it take you to get your Social Security card and your worker's permit? He said, maybe 3.5-4 months. Finished in my hand. This dude got his freaking work permit and Social Security card, came here illegally, got documented, got on the buses from Texas to Chicago, got in process here in Chicago, found an apartment building within the first week, an efficiency apartment, moved into the apartment building, and then has been working cash jobs under the table for the last 4 months until recently got his worker's permit. And now he's working for a roofing company, but they're laid off right now. They're laid off right now, and he's looking for work. And I said, I don't necessarily need anybody right now, buddy. I'm sorry, I'll have to pass. This shocks me, the fact that this guy can't even speak English. Almost not a lick of English. Very broken, can barely understand, got to have a translator around. Luckily, I speak enough Spanish to know what he's saying. And I'm like, this is absolutely crazy. 4 months, already has a driver's license, insurance. He bought like a 2012, 2011 Ford Focus. He bust a girl up from Texas up here that lives with him that he's using for a piece of ass. She's from Colombia, where he's from. And she lives with him and doesn't work. And he works and provides for her just so he could get laid. And then she's got her own family and stuff like that as well.
All right. There you go, folks. That's the reality of the situation. And I can promise you this. There are tens of thousands of other people around the nation that are doing the exact same thing. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. You know, I look at what happened overseas over the weekend with France and the elections, and the communists and the Muslims now control France. I hope you understand that what's happening in France is going to happen in other countries. It already happened in the UK, where the leftists now control the UK. The videos coming out showing the number of Muslims that are now in control. I got to tell you something. We could be in a situation over the next 5 to 10 years where you could have the nation of Great Britain and France both go fully Islamic. Those two countries could become Islamic states. And by the way, if you don't think it could happen here, you better wake up, because it will happen here. And I'm telling you, the more that we see debauchery in America, and I mean we're in an immoral cesspool of a nation right now, that is a breeding ground for these Islamists to rise up and take charge. It's happened in France. It happened in the UK. It's happening all across Western Europe right now. And people are not doing anything about it. Not a single thing. All right. Again, our number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. By the way, so President Biden on Independence Day went on a black radio station in Philadelphia and did an interview. And the president was the interview where the president announced that he was actually a black woman. And so anyway, the radio host was feeling pretty good about the whole situation. But now we learned some new details when the radio host and another radio host were guests on CNN. Cut number one, please.
It's something I listen to both of them, and there's something that's similar here. You each were, you asked four questions, and maybe that's what you were allowed to ask by the campaign or the White House. But they were essentially the same questions, both interviews, about accomplishments, progress in your respective state, what's at stake in the election, what he has to say about his debate performance, and what he would say to voters who think their vote doesn't matter or might sit this election out. Were those questions given to you by the White House or did you have or the campaign or did you have to submit questions ahead of this interview?
The questions were sent to me for approval. I approved them.
OK, so the White House sent the questions to you ahead of the interview.
Yes.
OK,
I got several questions, eight of them. And the four that were chosen were the ones that I approved.
Okay. And the reason I ask is not a criticism of either of you. It's just that if the White House is trying now to prove the vim, vigor, acuity of the president, I don't know how they do that by sending questions first before the interview so that the president knows what's coming.
Yeah. There's a lot to unravel here. So here's the new headline is that radio host is now out of a job. So the owners of the radio station, and by the way, it's the only black-owned radio station in Philadelphia. And the owners said, hey, look, this completely delegitimizes everything we're trying to do. And the radio station president said, we don't carry anybody's water. We don't carry Joe Biden's, no other administrations. So, I say good for you. But the idea that you would have a radio host and the intimidation factor is what we need to talk about here, because the White House reached out to a radio station that typically does not get to interview the leader of the free world. And the whole point of this is we're sending you the questions and these are the questions that you're going to be allowed to ask. Everybody knows what's going on here. They were trying to intimidate the radio host and the radio host fell for it. Now, look, here's the deal. We don't, whenever we have a guest on the program and they come armed with mandatory questions, that person does not get on this show. That's just my rule. We don't allow that here, period. As a matter of fact, and by the way, this is not the only time this has happened. The other radio host they had on said the same thing happened to him. And we've heard report. Look, even the White House press conferences, when the president has literally the pictures of the reporters, they've all had to submit questions in advance. So this is nothing new. So anyway, it just seems to me that the radio host got what she had coming. But in spite of the fact that Biden not only had the questions and the answers, he still botched it. He still botched it. Now, here's my question. When you look at Joe Biden, you know the guy is not there. Every single person in the White House Correspondents Association, they see this up close and personal every day. I mean, they're in the building. They can see it for themselves. And now all of a sudden, all of these reporters are feigning ignorance. Why? We had no idea the guy was slapped crazy nuts. We had no idea his mind had turned to mush. He looked perfectly healthy to us. No. They're all liars. My question is, the only news outlet that did the right thing, that had a shred of integrity, was this radio station, WURD, out of Philadelphia. Why hasn't the Washington Post and the New York Times and CNN and MSDNC, why haven't they fired their White House correspondents? Because they are complicit in this cover-up. As a matter of fact, I would contend the entire mainstream media has been complicit in the cover-up. I mean, it's just appalling to see the, and you know, people like George Stephanopoulos, who just woke up one day and said, wow, we didn't realize things were that bad. Well, of course they have been. And if you've been watching or listening to conservative talk radio or watching conservative television, you know just how bad it is. But the media is complicit in all of this because not only have they turned a blind eye, they've actually attacked reporters who have been accurately reporting about the president's condition. Now, I want to go back to this situation, and I'll give you, again, another example. The information about the top neurologist from Walter Reed Medical Center visiting the White House, that is open knowledge. That information can be found on the White House visitors' logs. Every reporter has access to the White House visitors' logs. So why you're telling me that nobody in that White House press briefing room, except for the Washington Examiner, bothered to do their homework, bothered to look into the story? It was right in front of their faces all along, but they did not want to say anything because they truly thought that Biden was going to be able to make it across the finish line for another term. He resigns or dies, and Kamala becomes president. Oh, by the way, here's Biden identifying as a black woman, cut number 11.
By the way, I'm proud to be, as I said, the first vice president, first black woman, mm-hmm. served with a black president. Mm-hmm. Proud of the first black woman in the Supreme Court. There's just so much that we can do because together there's nothing. Look, this is the United States of America.
Yeah, it is the United States of America, Joe, but you're not a black woman. You're not a black woman. You're a white guy. You just can't make this stuff up. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, Martha Raddatz is reporting. She's from ABC. And she's getting some intel on Dr. Jill. And look, we're going to get more of this over the coming days. It's everybody's talking now. People are leaking. It's not a pretty sight over at the White House. Cut number six.
Martha Raddatz, the president is talking to a lot of people, but he appears to be listening to a very tight circle.
A very tight circle. And administration officials I have spoken to said that very tight inner circle is telling them he can win, that he needs to keep going. This, of course, includes his wife, Jill, who they said is lashing out at those who want him to get out of the race.
So there you go. By the way, coming up, and we're going to keep an eye on this. So we're getting the 2-minute warning that the White House press briefing, it's been delayed for about 45, 50 minutes now. And we'll try to dip into some of that as it progresses. But again, the White House press briefing underway, that's going to be a doozy. So we'll be dipping into that here momentarily. Guys, let me know when we get that feed up. Again, coming out of the White House. So, folks, I have to tell you about an incredible sponsor of this great radio program. And we've been talking about them for quite some time now. Backyard Butchers. They are a Texas-based company, and they are truly dedicated to delivering incredible deals on American-raised beef. Beef raised right here in ranches, on ranches in the heartland of America. BackyardButchers.com. That's BackyardButchers.com. All their beef, grass-fed and grain-finished, and the meat tastes delicious. You got to take my word on it. I do know something about beef. If you go to their website, BackyardButchers.com, you're going to save an extra 20% off your entire order by using my code, Todd. That's code Todd. When you subscribe, you're going to get an additional 10% off, so that's 30% off, and you're going to get free shipping. BackyardButchers.com/Todd. That's BackyardButchers.com/Todd. Use my code, and you're going to open up the door for some incredible discounts on some delicious beef. All right, well, let's check in at the White House press briefing and see what's happening.
Tomorrow evening, President Biden will welcome NATO leaders, and he and Dr. Biden will host a 75th anniversary commemoration event at the Mellon Auditorium. That is the site, I think you all know, when the NATO treaty was formally signed in 1949. On Wednesday, the President will hold his first bilateral meeting with the new Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, Keir Starmer, here at the White House. The President will also meet with the 32 members of the alliance at the convention center. And then later that evening, he and Dr. Biden will host NATO leaders.
So, they don't have much going on right now. We're going to keep track of this because the Q&A will get pretty interesting and pretty juicy. These reporters smell blood in the water. And this is pretty off. Look, it is a terrible thing, but the Republicans have to deal with this every single day, every single candidate. So it is, quite frankly, rather delicious to watch the liberal press corps go after Joe Biden. But that tells you how much the Bidens are actually hated. They're not very nice people. They're not. And so now this is called karma, ladies and gentlemen. Grade A karma. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. By the way, we've been following these developments out of Texas and Houston. And Hurricane Beryl coming ashore earlier today. And, man, the flooding in Houston is absolutely insane. Some of these photographs we've been seeing around the Houston area where the expressways have been turned into canals. I mean, this is insane. More than 1.5 million customers are without power because of all the strong winds and the heavy rain. And, by the way, nobody, not a single forecaster predicted that Beryl would make a direct hit on Houston, Texas. Nobody figured that one out. So anyway, certainly our thoughts are with all the folks, the first responders out there. A lot of people are trapped in their homes, and the flooding is pretty insane. But the good news is this storm system is moving fast. So it's all you folks in Arkansas, it's going to get pretty ugly for you guys as well. But again, the good news is the hurricane moving fast. This is a Category 1. It's not the apocalypse. You know, the Weather Channel, they always portray these things as like apocalyptic. It's a Category 1 hurricane. All right, come on. Give it a rest. 70-mile-an-hour gust in downtown Houston right now. That's kind of crazy. All right, got to take a quick break here. We're going to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
We now take you behind the scenes at the Biden White House. Let's listen in as the Bidens hunker down to weather the storm of calls to leave office.
Back in a minute, Dad.
Okay, Hunter. I'll be here.
Joe.
Huh?
Joe Biden.
Oh, John Kennedy.
We're here from the ghost of presidents past to tell you that when it's time to leave, it's time.
Oh, Nixon.
Well, you know, as we season, we get a little forgetful. And, you're past that.
Oh, Ron, You
don't want to go out like Brezhnev, do you?
But then they'll have to run Kamala.
Well, then you might as well run my nephew, Robbie Jr. He's nuts, but that Kennedy name magic could still be there.
Oh, not that again.
I'm not going to go unless the Lord tells me to. Or my name isn't Joseph Friesen, Net Robin Nell Ribble.
Well, you know, that's who sent us. He said you'd never listen to him, so, here we are.
It's a lost cause.
Ich bin ein Failure.
Yeah, I guess we better go, guys.
No, come back. Come back.
Dad? Dad! Dad, you had that spaced out look again.
What drugs did you give me, son?
Something really powerful, Dad. It's called
Megamucil.
Join us the next time. If there is a next time, we record Joe behind the scenes at the Biden White House.
And welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. Thank you, Paul Shanklin. It's really that insane, ladies and gentlemen, as the Democrats conspire against the nominee of their party. And President Trump is encouraging Biden to stay in the race, and he's ready to debate. The president a few days ago saying, President Trump saying, I'm willing to debate you anywhere, anytime. And I love that. Cut number three, please.
Did you ever watch the debate afterwards?
I don't think I did, no.
Well, what I want to get at is, what were you experiencing as you were going through the debate? Did you know how badly it was going?
Yeah, look, the whole way I prepared, nobody's fault, mine. Nobody's fault but mine. I prepared what I usually would do, sitting down, as I did come back with foreign leaders or the National Security Council, for explicit detail. And I realized about partway through that, you know, all the, I get quoted, the New York Times had me down at 10 points before the debate, 9 now or whatever the hell it is. The fact of the matter is that what I looked at is that he also lied 28 times. The way the debate ran, not my fault, no one else's fault.
But it seemed like you were having trouble from the first question in, even before he spoke.
Well, I just had a bad night.
So that's it. Telling George Stephanopoulos, just had a bad night. Then Biden again declared he's going to stay in the race. Cut number four.
Now, you probably heard we had a little debate last week. Can't say it was my best performance.
We love it, Joe.
But ever since then, there's been a lot of speculation. What's Joe going to do? Is he going to stay in the race? Is he going to drop out? What's he going to do? Well, here's my answer. I am running and going to win again. They're trying to push me out of the race. Well, let me say this as clearly as I can. I'm staying in the race. I'll beat Donald Trump. I will beat him again in 2020. Well, by the way, we're going to do it again in 2024. I learned long ago. When you
okay,
get
stop,
down, you
stop,
get-
stop. All right. So there you go. Biden again saying that he's going to beat Trump in 2020, which he already did. Here's David Axelrod, cut number five.
And watching that interview, I found it poignant. I don't know that it's going to relieve anyone to hear the president explain what happened. It seemed a little disjointed as it, not as disjointed as he was in the debate, but it still didn't seem like he had completely grasped what happened and why, or why people are so concerned. The issue is not, president said at the rally, we're not going to let 90 bad minutes erase 3.5 good years. I'm one who believes Joe Biden has been a really fine president. I think he's done things that are historically important. But this isn't about the last 4 years. This is about the next 4 years. And people are making a judgment as to whether he is up for it. And there's nothing about that debate and, frankly, nothing about that brief clip in the interview that would give people confidence.
Well, the problem here for the Democrats, and it's a great problem for us here, folks, is that there's nothing they can do about it. Only Joe Biden has the ability to pull out of this race. It's his decision and his decision alone. That being said, if Hillary Clinton invites Joe over for a snack or for a sandwich, I would have a taste tester on hand. But that's just me. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, Shanklin sent me a note. He says, the thing to understand about Parkinson's is it responds to stress. He writes this, I think Joe is extremely stressed preparing for and doing the debate. It probably overwhelmed any of his medications. So imagine what would happen with a stressful world event. he would probably fall apart like he did on stage. This is a very fair assessment of things. But again, this is Joe's decision to make. And they can invoke the 25th. And the reason why is because Kamala Harris is not capable of being president of these United States, period. There's a story out of Oakland, California, and this is really tragic. This city, which has been a vibrant city in years gone by, has literally been turned into something worse than a third world country. And I'll explain what I mean by that in just a moment. But Oakland, California has just been ravaged by the politics of the Democrat Party. The city is completely controlled by pro-criminal, defund the police leftist, much like here in Memphis, Tennessee, by the way. So the homeowners and business owners are now left to fend for themselves. And I'll give you an example. There's a guy by the name of Sam Marday, and Mr. Marday is originally from Yemen. He's an American citizen now. Mr. Marday owns a 76 gas station convenience store near the San Francisco International Airport. So the other day, a mob of nearly 100 looters ransacked this poor man's gas station. And it's all captured on video, and it's hard. It looked like locusts coming in or cockroaches coming in, and they just took everything out. I mean, they were in, they were out, there was nothing left. They took everything. They even tried to take the ATM, but they couldn't get it open. And by the time they were finished, it was just empty shelves. The store was completely lost. So they had two employees were in the building. They called 911, right? They tell you as a young child, if you're in trouble, you need the police, you need an ambulance, what do? You call 911. It took 9 hours for the police to show up, ladies and gentlemen. 9 hours for the police to get to the crime scene. 9 hours. The owner's really upset about all of this, and I don't blame him one bit. Now, you might remember this area around the airport is just ridden with crime, just riddled with crime. There was an In-N-Out hamburger chain there. It was the only one in Oakland, and they had to get out. They had to literally shut down the In-N-Out hamburger place. They went out of business, and the reason why is because of crime. Their employees and their customers were literally getting robbed in the parking lot. And finally, In-N-Out said, we can't do business here. And, of course, what happens? Well, you've got the local activists. Well, that's racist. That's racist. What's racist about it? People want to live. They don't want to get shot. They don't want to get robbed. So, anyway, Mr. Madair did an interview with CBS News. And it's fascinating because he told them in the interview, well, I come from Yemen. And he made an interesting observation. He says, you know, I get that Yemen is a third world country, but this kind of crap doesn't happen back in the home country. And you know why? You know why it doesn't happen in Yemen? Because when somebody gets caught stealing, what do? They chop their hands off. And if they keep it up, they lose their life. So yes, Oakland, California is now worse than a third world country. That's how bad it is over there. Now, let me tell you what's happening in Memphis, Tennessee. This is insane. And our crime is the worst in the country. But our city leaders are now trying to convince us that actually we now live in one of the safest cities in America. You know how they're doing that? They told the police, you're not allowed to release any information about crime anymore. Honest to goodness. They told the police, any shootings, carjackings, don't report on that. You can fill out your crime reports, but if the reporters want to see that, they got to file the FOIAs. Okay, well, the problem is, if you're a daily crime beat reporter, you can't wait around months to fill out a FOIA request on who got shot down at the local gas station. And they know this, by the way. The mayor knows this. It's a pretty shrewd tactic. So they're just telling they're not telling the cops, no, you can't do it. You just can't release the information on your social media feeds like you used to do. And so they want people to have the perception of. So now here's how bad it is. On the 4th of July weekend, I get a note from one of the KWAM listeners, And they said, hey, we went to the Redbirds baseball game downtown at the AutoZone ballpark. Come out, and we find out all the cars in the parking lot have been vandalized. And people are upset about this because apparently it's been going on, but since the police are not allowed to warn anybody about the crime, people park, and they have no idea that things are that bad. That's what's going on in Memphis. They just put out another edict over the weekend to the police department, and I love it because our team here at KWAM, they're getting all of this. People are just feeding them information. And the police department, the staff, they've been told you're no longer allowed to say anything negative about anybody on the staff, period. You're not allowed to say anything negative or derogatory. That's it. That's what they're doing. They're silencing. And that's what's happening in places like Oakland and Detroit, New York City. They say it's really, we don't have a crime problem. We have a perception problem. So their whole point is if you just ignore the crime that's happening, it's going to make you safer. These people are nuts. Anyway, got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. That's our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, you know, we talk a lot about what's happening in the country, but there are some good things happening. One of those good things is over at First Cup Coffee Company. It's a family-owned, Christian-owned company. They have some delicious blends, 11 in all. And they also love America. So a lot of their flavors are actually named after important moments in American history. I want you to go to their website. Check them out real quick. You're going to love this. It's so great. Not only do they have a delicious cup of coffee, they're also supporting things like Bible colleges and helping missionaries. They're building churches, and they're doing it with their profits. So you can get their coffee, ground or whole bean. You can get it in the pods. You can buy it in bulk. And again, I mentioned 11 roast profiles available, a flavor for every freedom-loving American. So go to firstcup.com. That's firstcup.com. Use the code Todd, and you're going to save an additional 10% on your order. And if you subscribe, well, you're going to get an additional 10% off for the entire life of your subscription. It really is a great deal. You're going to love their coffee. Firstcup.com. Use code Todd. All right. You can't make this up. So the White House press briefing is underway, and John Kirby, who's taken over for KJP today, says that later this week, President Biden will hold, and this is the direct quote, a big boy press conference.
After that, the president will hold a press conference, I guess a big boy press conference, yes, is what we're calling it, and take some questions from y'all.
Well, you can't make this up, ladies and gentlemen. It's a big boy. Put on his big boy pants and the Depends. Because as Whoopi said earlier today, she doesn't care if Biden poops his pants. As a matter of fact, Whoopi went on to say that she's got a pants pooping problem herself. Can we play that audio?
I don't care if he's pooped his pants. I don't care if he can't put a sentence together. Show me he can't do the job. And then I'll say, okay, maybe it's time to go. Now, he had a bad night the first time that he went out and debated with Kamala Harris. And everybody wanted him to quit then, say, you can't talk to women like this. Or, you're doing this wrong. You're doing that wrong. He came back, said, you know what? I got it. And gave 4 years. So, yeah, I have poopy days all the time. I step in so much poo you can't even imagine. Now, I'm not running the world, but I don't know anybody who doesn't step in stuff at some point. So I'm just simply saying, yeah, there are two debates. And if he can't do what he needs to do for the second debate, I'll join any crew that says get rid of him. But loyalty to me, if you are doing the job, I might not like everything you're doing. I don't like it all. But I'm going to stand behind you like those guys stand behind the guy who should have been the person people were talking about, saying, yeah, Biden had a bad day, but this guy couldn't tell the truth if it split his lip.
But the problem is Trump didn't lie. Trump told the truth. Now, they may not be able to handle that fact that Trump told the truth, but Trump did, in fact, tell the truth. So this is going to be fascinating to watch unfold, ladies and gentlemen. Of course, next week, the RNC, President Trump will be naming his VP. So we'll have a pretty good clear indication of where the party is going to go. The question now is, how large of a margin will Trump win by? But I'm telling you, in spite of all of that, no matter how great things look out there, we've got a campaign like we're 20 points behind in the polls. We've got to get out there and we've got to register every single person we can run into, because the Democrats are going to throw a lot of stuff our way. I'm just telling you, that's the way it's going to work. All right, folks, head over to the website, toddstearns.com. After the show, you'll be able to download our podcast, all 3 hours of the conversation today. Also, sign up for our newsletter, and we've had a big growth spurt over the past month. A lot of people signing up for the newsletter, and we're always, always glad to see you folks do that. You also can find access to all of our social media platforms from YouTube, Instagram, Rumble, you name it. And folks, whatever you do, be sure to get a copy of my brand new book. It's called Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? You can find a copy of that over in the Todd Starnes store. All right, folks, it has been a good Monday. We're going to be here tomorrow. Be sure to hang out. Have a great one, everybody. You be good, America.